The so-called Nicholsville encampment has about 125 residents. Advocates told members of the city council many of those tent dwellers will die in the streets if the city moves forward with threatened evictions September 1st. Jarvis Capuchin says he's both a resident and a worker at another tent city. He says lawful encampments like his don't have room to take on any Nicholsville refugees.
As a homeless person, I am ashamed to have to tell another homeless person, I'm sorry, you can't stay here. You're a fool.
About 50 residents and supporters staged what they call the die-in on the steps of City Hall. Meanwhile, inside, a council committee seemed to be softening its stance on Nicholsville just a bit. Seven council members signed a letter Monday calling for the West Seattle camp to be dismantled, citing health and safety concerns and lawsuits from neighbors. They proposed spending $500,000 to house people. Nick Licata was not one of the signers. He warned that Nicholsville likely wouldn't go quietly.
X percent of those people, we don't know how many, are going to refuse to leave because they are afraid, they have no place to go. And then we're going to be faced with, I think, not a good photo op.
Two members who signed the letter indicated they might consider reworked legislation that would give Nicholsville a better chance to move and stay together. It's up for a public hearing later this month. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.